Brethren in Battle Creek, June 15, 1898. Brethren in Battle Creek, I address our people in Battle Creek. My brethren, why do you keep everything bound up in Battle Creek? Why do you not take tract and missionary work into cities where missionary work can be done? Why do you not make centers in Grand Rapids, Detroit, and other large cities? Move out, move out. Educate your workers to do something for those outside the camp. Why do you keep within the borders of Battle Creek? Go out into regions beyond. There is much work to be done, but you can do but little for Battle Creek proper. Is it not best for you to do what the Lord has made manifest you should do? Seek the Lord most earnestly, with humble, fervent prayer, for the success of this endeavor. Take your light from under the prescribed bushel and from under the bed and put it on a candlestick, that it may give light to all that are in the house. Do you not wish to advance the glory of God and the salvation of your fellow men? A crisis in the missionary effort is upon us. There is a work to be done. As this work is done in Michigan, we hope that its influence will leaven the churches in the other conferences, which stand as though paralyzed. The institutions that God has established are not blending and cooperating together. Their first work is to harmonize. Our ministers must awake to the situation. The gospel is to be the sanctifying influence in our world. The standard is to be uplifted, and the atonement of Christ presented as the grand central truth. The medical missionary work is to the cause of God as the right arm of the body. The third angel's message goes forth, proclaiming the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Medical missionary work is the gospel in practice. All lines of the work are to be blended in a complete whole in giving the invitation. Come, for all things are now ready. Luke 14, verse 17. God speaks to you in His Word. Wherefore the Lord said, For as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek shall also increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 29, verse 13, 14, 18, 19. God has called you to do a certain work, but you have not done it. In the place where you are, there is discord and contention and strife. It need not be thus. God would not have His workmen stand apart as independent atoms. All have a great and solemn work to do, and it is to be done under God's supervision. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of God and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say unto them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass, with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring man, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs, and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 35, verse 1 to 10. This scripture gives a description of the work the Lord will do if men will cooperate with Him. He works upon the minds of men. The wilderness itself has neither glory nor excellency, and to the Lord is to be ascribed all the honor for the transformation wrought. This great work is of God. Magnify not the men who are under the special working of His power. Glorify God, and He will continue to work. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Verse 3. The Lord has a special work to be done at this time. You may call it the last message of mercy to a fallen world. This is the very work the Apostle Paul charged the churches to do. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Hebrews 12, verse 12 to 15. Please read the 17th chapter of John. The whole of this chapter is not only to be held forth again and again, but is to be eaten and digested. For their sakes I sanctify myself, Christ prayed, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in me, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Verses 19 to 23. Are these words so important to us, always to be neglected? God calls upon all who claim to be His sons and daughters to practice these words, to eat them, live them. Seek for unity and love, else the candlestick will be removed out of His place.